This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. All arrangements have been made for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 96 constituencies spread over 9 states and 1 union territory will go to polls in this phase. These include 25 seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 in Telangana, 13 in Uttar Pradesh, 11 in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Voting for single-phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh for 175 seats and 28 legislative assembly seats of Odisha is also going to happen in this phase. The budget for the ST community has been increased manifold than the previous Congress government. Students from ST community have also been provided with scholarships. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this at Parshura in Hooghly. Mr. Modi said, Bengal is a land of Ishwar Chandra Vidya Sagar, but today, under the rule of Trinamool Congress, the education system has broken down here. The teachers' recruitment scam in the state has maligned the reputation of West Bengal, he said. Dr. Bidhan Chandra Roy belonged to the state, but today the medical infrastructure in West Bengal has dwindled, Mr. Modi added. Israeli forces have issued fresh evacuation orders in Rafah as they prepare to expand their attacks on the southern Gaza city. The move has sparked a backlash from international groups. The Israeli military ordered people in central Rafah and other areas to evacuate on Saturday. It had earlier issued a notice calling on civilians in eastern Rafah to leave the city, where more than 1 million individuals are sheltering. The military said about 300,000 people had fled so far. The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency for Palestinians reacted sharply to the latest move. European Council President Charles Michel called on Israel to respect international humanitarian law and urged the country not to carry out a ground operation in Rafah. Gaza health authorities announced on Saturday that 34,971 people have been killed in the enclave so far since the Israel-Hamas conflict began. Heavy rain brought floods and landslides to Indonesia's province of West Sumatra, killing at least 28 with 4 still missing, authorities said on Sunday. In Afghanistan, nearly 315 people were killed and more than 1,600 others injured in devastating flash floods that ripped through multiple provinces in the country on Friday, with authorities declaring a state of emergency. In Brazil, too, rain continued to soak waterlogged southern Brazil on Saturday, bringing fresh misery to the victims of flooding that has killed 136 people so far. The Civil Defense Agency said heavy rains last week caused rivers in the agricultural state to overflow, leaving 806 injured and 125 missing, in addition to those killed. Of the more than 2 million people affected by the flooding, more than 537,000 have been forced from their homes, with 81,000 in shelters. More than 92,000 homes were damaged or destroyed by the floods, according to the National Confederation of Municipalities. United Nations experts and the Brazilian government blame climate change and the El Nino weather phenomenon for the inundation. New downpours were expected to be the heaviest between Sunday and Monday, and state authorities were warning of the risk of further rising waters and landslides. In chess, India's R. Pragnananda scored yet another victory over world number one Magnus Carlsen of Norway to keep himself afloat, even as Wei Yi of China stretched his lead to a massive 2.5 points in the Superbet Rapid and Blitz tournament. With 9 rounds still to go in the Blitz event, Wei Yi has amassed 20.5 points with 7 wins on the first day of the Blitz. Carlsen on 18 is a distant second at this point. Pragnananda, however, is far behind the leaders with 14.5 points. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals are 129 for 3 in 18.4 overs against Chennai Super Kings at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai when reports last came in. Earlier, Rajasthan captain Sanju Samson won the toss and elected to bat first. For fourth place CSK, it's important to win both their remaining matches as they have 12 points from as many games with a net run rate of 0.491. And that is the end of this news bulletin.